Well, hallelujah, Christ is risen. Amen. It's a scene from a movie that's been playing in my head this past week. I can't believe the movie was released 20 years ago. Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. Now, I know fantasy isn't for everyone, but if you haven't watched them, I think you should still check them out. After all, they won numerous Academy Awards. The Return of the King itself won no less than 11 Oscars. So it's a good movie, even if fantasy's not your cup of tea. But the scene I've been picturing is early in the movie. Two of the hobbits that have been on this long journey thus far, Merry and Pippin, are sitting on top of a fallen wall. And there on top of the wall, they are just having a wonderful time. They're smoking their long-bottom leaf pipeweed. They have tankards of ale, and they're eating wondrous food. Now, what has happened is the evil wizard Saruman has taken over the fortress of Isengard. But the tree folk, Treebeard and the Ents, have come and taken down Isengard, destroyed it, uprooted all that Saruman had built. And there the two hobbits, the least likely of folks, sit in celebration on this victory. Well, a few moments later, approaching them on horseback is some of their compatriots, their colleagues, whom they haven't seen in an entire 2.5-hour-long movie that preceded The Return of the King. Those who are approaching assume that they're there to entreat with Saruman and perhaps enact a victory of their own, but they are pleasantly surprised to find that that battle has already been fought. Treebeard and the Ents have been victorious, and now the hobbits sit in wonderful celebration. This has been playing in my mind because of our story this morning of the resurrection. There are differences, of course, but there are some striking similarities. And we know Tolkien, the author of The Lord of the Rings, was a devout Christian. And while he perhaps didn't have the resurrection scene in mind, maybe it was there in the background of his mind as he wrote it. Those who approach, they come not upon ruins, that is, the two Marys, but there is an earthquake. And while the tomb is not destroyed, the stone has been rolled away by a great seismic event of nature. And there they meet someone. Now, I wouldn't be as heretical as to suggest that the angel is drinking and smoking. No. But he is an ally. And they do eventually reunite with Jesus a couple verses later. Finally, there's a battle that has been won. Now, they're in the midst of this great War of the Ring that overshadows the entire narrative. But in the story of the resurrection, death, the major foe, has been beaten. Now, I chose to share this illustration this morning because of two more things I'll offer. First is that wonderful scene where those who are approaching on horseback see the two hobbits and the scene that lays before them, the scene of victory. They arrive and experience something drastically different than they expected. Just like all the stories we have of the resurrection in each of the Gospels, those coming to the tomb expect to anoint a dead body. And yet they find something drastically different. A victory has been won. Jesus has been raised. Then there's this wonderful line that Mary gives when those approaching kind of challenge, you know, they've been through, heck come into this, and here the two are sitting there and they're having a great time. Well, Mary utters the line, "We are under orders from Treebeard, who's taken over management of Isengard." I've long had a picture in my head, and I wish I had the artistic talent to render it. The scene is this. We are looking at the gates of hell. And writ large over the gates, perhaps in great engraved letters, is the phrase that perhaps we've heard, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here." But in the scene I picture, there's a figure on a ladder hanging a new sign on top of the abandoned hope. This sign reads, "Under new management." And upon further investigation, we look closer, and of course the figure is none other than Jesus Christ, our Messiah and Savior, our Lord and our God, claiming hell itself is under new management. Siblings in Christ, we celebrate today the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today especially, but we know we celebrate it in faith every day. Death and sin have been vanquished. New, abundant, eternal life awaits us, bestowed upon us for the now and, of course, the hereafter. May we know the joy of experiencing the risen Jesus Christ. As the two Marys met him on the way to Galilee as they were directed, may we too encounter Christ on our journey. One more thought I'll leave you with. The young hobbits were eating salted pork. How many of us will gather around a ham meal this afternoon? May you, your families, all that is yours, celebrate this day, the resurrection of Jesus. Amen.